The Unspoken Truth, All-American Boys. Chapter 1. Summary of All-American Boys. All-American Boys is a novel written by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Keeley that tells the story of two teenagers, Rashad and Quinn, and how their lives intersect in the aftermath of a violent incident involving police brutality. Rashad is a black teenager who is unjustly accused of stealing from a convenience store and is brutally beaten by a police officer. The incident is captured on video and goes viral, sparking protests and outrage in their community. Quinn is a white teenager and classmate of Rashad's who witnesses the incident but struggles with his own internal conflicts about whether to speak up and defend Rashad or remain silent to protect his own reputation and friendships. As the story unfolds, Quinn must confront his own biases and privilege, while Rashad grapples with the trauma of the incident and the impact it has on his life and relationships. Through alternating perspectives, the novel explores themes of racism, police brutality, social justice, and the complexities of adolescent identity. It ultimately highlights the power of speaking out against injustice and the importance of standing up for what is right, even when it is difficult or uncomfortable. All-American Boys is a compelling and timely novel that sparks important conversations about race, privilege, and allyship, and reminds readers of the shared humanity that connects us all. Chapter 2. The Meaning of All-American Boys. All-American Boys by Jason Reynolds is a young adult novel that explores themes of racism, police brutality, and activism. The book tells the story of two high school students, Rashad and Quinn, whose lives become intertwined after Rashad is brutally beaten by a police officer. The novel highlights the different perspectives and experiences of these two boys as they navigate the aftermath of the incident and grapple with their own identities and beliefs. Through their journey, the book challenges readers to confront issues of race and privilege in America and encourages them to take a stand against injustice. Chapter 3. All-American Boys Chapters. Chapter 1. Rashad, a black teenager, is at a party when a white off-duty police officer, Paul, accuses him of stealing a bag of chips from a convenience store. Paul violently arrests Rashad, even though he is innocent. Chapter 2. Quinn, a white teenager and classmate of Rashad, witnessed the confrontation at the convenience store and struggles with his loyalty to his friend who is also a police officer. Chapter 3. Rashad's family and friends learn about the incident and protest against police brutality, while Quinn deals with the guilt of not intervening. Chapter 4. Rashad is released from custody and struggles to come to terms with what happened to him. Quinn also grapples with how to handle the situation and navigate his relationships in the aftermath of the incident. Chapter 5. Rashad's brother, Spoonie, gets involved in the protests and expresses his anger and frustration with the racial injustice that Rashad faced. Chapter 6. Rashad and Quinn finally have a conversation about what happened, and Quinn begins to understand the importance of standing up against racism and police brutality. Chapter 7. The community continues to rally and protest in support of Rashad, highlighting the importance of unity and speaking out against injustice. Chapter 8. Quinn confronts his own biases and privileges as a white person, reflecting on his role in perpetuating systemic racism and the need to actively work towards change. Chapter 9. Rashad and Quinn's friendship is tested as they navigate the complexities of racial tensions and the impact of the incident on their lives and sense of identity. Chapter 10. The novel concludes with Rashad and Quinn finding common ground and a renewed commitment to fighting against racial injustice and standing up for what is right. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from All-American Boys. 1. But the truth is, just because you don't have to ride the front of the bus or use separate bathrooms doesn't mean the world is equal. Jason Reynolds, All-American Boys. 2. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Martin Luther King Jr. 3. The only way to end racism is to stop talking about it. Morgan Freeman. 4. Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. Benjamin Franklin. 5. We must all face the fact that racial inequality is a reality in America today. Al Sharpton. 6. The only way to stop discrimination is to stop discriminating. John F. Kennedy. 7. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Martin Luther King Jr. 8. Being a part of the solution means confronting the problem head-on, not looking the other way. Jason Reynolds, All-American Boys. 9. Silence is the voice of complicity. Thabo Mbeki. 10. We must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Elie Wiesel.